Jesus answered and said, "Were not the 10 made clean, but where are the 9? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious, and dear parishioners, we have an unmistakable theme of thanksgiving in today's gospel. And these Sundays after Pentecost have some very clear and unmistakable themes. And you may remember last Sunday, we had the gospel on the Good Samaritan. So the theme was charity, which the Good Samaritan practiced, and which unfortunately the priest and the Levite didn't. On the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, we had the Pharisee and the publican, and that was the theme of humility. Away from your family and from the rest of society for the rest of your life until you die. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So our Lord rescued these lepers from a living death, so to speak. From a horrible way of living, from being outcasts. And only one, and we hear that it was the Samaritan who came back to say thank you. Remember, the Samaritans were heretics. Our Lord didn't call him the heretic. He didn't say, "Has no one been found to return and give glory to God except as heretic?" Our Lord used a kinder word. He used this foreigner. So the big question today is, how could it be that there was such a failure of thanksgiving, such a failure of gratitude? Only 1 out of 10, 10%. This must point to a general weakness of human nature, that we tend to take things for granted as though we just should be given these things. And we have to speculate as to what was going on in the minds of the 9 who didn't find it important enough after such a massive benefit to go back and say, thank you, to be prostrate. And that's exactly what the Samaritan did. And it's the least he could do, wouldn't we all agree? To be, you know, prostrate on the ground, saying thank you over and over and over again. So I think this also shows a tremendous sense of entitlement. And entitlement is the opposite of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is you're grateful because you know it was a gift that was given to you. Entitlement is expecting things to be given to you. And I think you would all agree that there's one of the great problems we face in society today is that sense of entitlement. You should be giving these things to me. It's the enemy of gratitude. It's the enemy of thanksgiving. And we have to think, my dear parishioners, of Mount St. Michael, how much we've been given. Not just the traditional Catholic faith, not just the graces to see what we see, but we've been given so much. We've been given everything here at this traditional Catholic parish. Yes, it's a real challenge and a sacrifice to keep such a large facility going, and you sacrificially give and support to make it that reality. But think how much we've been given. It would be good if you've, on occasion anyway, visited one of these little mission chapels where perhaps the priest only comes once a month to have Mass. There's no Catholic school there. there's no full-fledged parish with resident priests and religious sisters, outdoor Lourdes Grotto, outdoor rosary path. I mean, the full thing, so to speak. And I preach to myself as I'm saying this. We have to fight the tendency to take it for granted. Why? Because this is what human nature falls into. The sense of entitlement, this, and of course, its very close relative, complacency. We have to fight it. Because this is our tendency. It's spiritual gravity. We tend to go down. We don't naturally, you know, in the natural world, things don't naturally go up. They go down because of gravity. This is why St. Bernard, whose feast we celebrated this past August 20th, would every morning in his prayers say, "Bernard, Bernard, why are you here?" Because he knew he had to fight complacency that day. These are not the times for complacency or taking things for granted. We have to profoundly reflect upon what we've been given. And the more we reflect on how much we've been given, the more we will be like the Samaritan today who prostrated out of thanksgiving. Again, count our blessings. It's so important we do that. It will help us fight complacency. We will realize the debt of gratitude we have to God to give back. We will never match God in what He has given to us. It's overwhelming what we've been given. We have to work at expressing more and more gratitude, and that will express itself in a life of fervor, a life of fighting complacency in our daily lives. And again, in these times when we see the forces of evil concentrating their efforts, increasing their efforts, we have to increase our efforts for zeal, to give back to God what we owe Him. And again, we'll never repay Him. We can never repay that debt because God always gives so much more. And speaking of zeal, Father James just reminded me or told me about a saying of Bishop Sheen that you know, he was very strong in condemning communism, and you know, that was the real threat, and it's just as much a threat as we can see these communist Marxist efforts to disturb society today. But he said something very powerful. I think it would be good for us to reflect on. He said, "The communists do not have the truth, but they have the zeal. Catholics have the truth, but they don't have the zeal." So pray for a greater gratitude. We all need to do this, to count our blessings, to look at what we have, to fight spiritual complacency, to try to become a saint like St. Bernard, you know, roused himself to fervor on a daily basis. So gratitude, thanksgiving, it is a very big part, needs to be a big part of our lives. Let's keep making as best a return we can for God's blessings and graces, for what He does for us, for what our Blessed Mother does for us. Let us not be complacent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.